We've just finished exploring the Sources of Strength wheel more broadly, and we'll continue the Sources of Strength wheel section of the training by introducing the idea that multiple supports are better than one. People often adhere to codes of secrecy and silence when they have a friend that they're worried about. And we want to be very clear that while a positive friend's care is really important and valuable, that friendship is not enough to keep a suicidal person safe. By highlighting the value of multiple supports, we don't want to diminish the value of any individual strength, but really show that as many of these strengths as we can wrap around somebody, the better.
Would you all agree that the more strengths we have, the better off we'll be? Would you also agree that no one piece of this wheel will be enough to keep a suicidal person safe? Let me explain what I mean by that. Say a suicidal person goes to a doctor for help, and that doctor prescribes medication as a treatment. We know that medication can be very effective and beneficial in many cases, but if all they did was prescribe medication and sent them out of the door, we would say that's a potentially unsafe way to practice medicine. Medication can be very helpful, but it needs to be connected to or supported by other strengths. We would recommend that their doctor connect the suicidal person to a counselor or a mental health provider, or maybe work with their parents to ensure they have additional support set in place while recovering from a suicidal crisis. Or imagine a parent who is worried about their child and thinks, I'm gonna take care of them on my own. My love and support are enough. We know that love and support of a parent can be incredibly powerful and helpful, but on its own, this could be a potentially unsafe way to parent. Family support is obviously very important, but it needs to be supported by or connected to other strengths. We would recommend they try to connect their child to mental health support or encourage them to tap into and practice other strengths like generosity, positive friends, or healthy activities. Or imagine you have a friend that loves basketball. It's their main healthy activity and coping strategy in life. Basketball can definitely be a strength for that friend. But what if something really significant happens to that friend? Maybe they get injured and can't play, or they are dealing with something really heavy like the death of a family member. Basketball might be a helpful coping strategy to move through that, but it's unlikely that basketball alone would be enough to help them move through that in a healthy way. Having other strengths in their life would be incredibly helpful and protective, right? You all are positive friends to a lot of people. But if you had a friend that was feeling suicidal, you might think, I'm gonna take care of my friend with my love, my care, and my support. That love, care, and support of a positive friend can be incredibly helpful. But in the same way, if a friend is trying to help all on their own without tapping into other strengths, especially connecting someone to help through medical access and mental health, they would say that's a pretty dangerous way to be a friend. And we've seen that end very badly. We would give that same message to doctors, parents, teachers, friends. We don't want to try to be someone's only strength in their life. If someone is struggling, we want to engage as many strengths on that wheel as possible. Invite others in, and then get them connected to the help they need and deserve. We always want to make sure we are mobilizing as many strengths in a person's life as possible. Think of the wheel as kind of like a net. If it's only tethered in one place, it has less ability to catch us when we fall. But if it's tethered in many spots, it is going to be much more effective in catching us when we fall and also helping us bounce back up and move through life through those hard times. So, do we all agree that no one goes through life without dealing with at least some stress on a regular basis?